Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simple: remote control. Remote control. Think about how fascinated and fixated we are on all types of remote controls. When you get out of your vehicle, then you click a little button, and that's a remote control. You lock it, you unlock it, you start it remotely. You're doing all of it from that little small keypad or remote control. And of course, when we get into the house, we've got to turn the channels with the remote control. You know we're not going to get up and actually walk to the television and push the buttons to go up and down. No, we're going to take that remote control and sit down, and we just might flip through the channels with no particular thing in mind, simply because we all like remote controls. And don't forget Siri and Alexa and all the other devices that we use to check the weather and do all these things remotely. Well, the remote control component also has a relevance in this Christian life, because we have the power to control things remotely. We don't always have to be somewhere to change an atmosphere. Remember, the Bible even tells us in Matthew 8:8, the centurion said, "Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but speak the word only and my servant shall be healed." And it happened. Then in Isaiah 55:11, we discover, "So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It will not return to me void, but it will accomplish that which I please and prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." Don't you understand, my friends and neighbors, we've got the power of spiritual remote control. Think of all the things you'd like to change. There may be things you'd like to change about your children, things you'd like to change about the community that you grew up in, things you'd like to change at your church. Well, you don't always have to be present in order to bring about that change. God has empowered us and equipped us to change and create things remotely. Let's outline it, and we're going to outline it in our remote acronym. We'll only get to the first three today. That R reminds us that all we have to do is receive. You see, the blessing of God is upon us. We don't have to work for the blessing. All we have to do is believe and receive the blessing. Remember, the Bible says in John 1:12, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God." Yes, my friends and neighbors, God gives us power based on our ability to believe and receive. Remember, he told us in Acts 1:8, "But you will receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you." You see that? We will receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon us. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the first component of operating remotely is to simply receive the power of God. The Bible tells us in the book of James, "If anyone is sick, let him call for the elders of the church, and the prayer of faith will save the sick." So my friends and neighbors, there is no reason for us not to embrace this wonderful power. All we've got to do is receive it. I remember growing up as a boy, we were always taught never to ask for things if we went over to someone else's home. In fact, my mother took it a step further. She say, "Listen, if they offer you something, tell them no thank you. You've got food at home. Don't worry about it. Come home and eat." So we were in the habit of somebody saying, "Would you like this?" And we say, "No thank you." "Would you like that?" "No thank you." And I must admit, sometimes the food looked good, and the things had some, many times in fact, the food that they were offering was great. The things that they were offering looked wonderful, and I'm sure I would have liked it, but I just did not receive. Well, some people have that problem in this Christian life. They just will not receive the goodness of God. They know that God's a healer. They know that he's a redeemer. They know that he's a way maker. But they're sitting there hungry, thirsty, depressed, and defeated, and just won't receive. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to break free from that old pattern and start saying, "Lord, I receive your goodness. I receive your mercy. I receive your grace. I receive your forgiveness and your love." Walk in receipt all day long, my friends and neighbors. That next component, that E in our remote acronym, reminds us that after we receive, then we must enforce. Yes, this is a tough one, my friends, because obviously the Bible tells us in the book of John 10:10 that the thief comes not but for to kill and to steal and to destroy. Then we discover in Luke 10:19, however, that Christ has given us power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. He goes on to say that nothing by any means shall hurt us. We've got got to stand strong for what we believe, my friends and neighbors. We are the enforcers. We've got the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. There's no reason why we should not get what we expect. I know that if you've ever been inside a club, all the reputable clubs have a bouncer that's on the outside, and he's not letting just anybody in. If they don't have a ticket, if they didn't pay their money, his job is to enforce the rules and keep the bad, the riffraff out. Well, by the same token, my friends, we've got an enforcer in the Holy Spirit. His job is to keep the riffraff out. What kind of riffraff? The doubt, the fear, the confusion, the anxiety, the stress, the envy, the strife, the jealousy, all those things. That's the riffraff. Well, the Holy Spirit says we've got the power to keep that junk out. We've got to enforce it if we want to operate in this remote environment and we want to do things by remote control. We've got to keep things from coming into our heads that are not good. And then that M reminds us that we just need to memorize. What do you mean, Wallace? Memorize the scriptures. Pick a couple of them that you can hang on to every day. Recite them over and over again. Some might recite Psalms 27 that says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Some might turn to Psalms 23. They may have memorized that where the Bible says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." And some might go to Psalms 1. If Psalms 1 is your scripture, you'll discover there at somewhere in that chapter, you'll find that he will make our way prosperous. Yes, my friends and neighbors, whatever scripture you find to memorize, hold on to it. There was a true story of a kid that was kidnapped, and the kid, not knowing where the kidnapper was taking him, just began singing songs that he heard in church. He began singing church songs even though the kidnapper was telling him, "Be quiet, shut up, don't say that anymore." After about a mile and a half down the road, the kidnapper drove the boy back closer to his neighborhood and let him out. The reciting of scriptures caused his oppressor to release him. Now watch this, my friends and neighbors. The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy 11, 19 and 21 through 21, we see that we should teach the word to our children. Speak of the word when we sit in our house, when we walk by the way, when we lie down and when we rise up. Then the Bible says we should write them on the doorposts of our house and on our gates. And what's going to happen? That our days may be multiplied and the days of our children. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we actually have the ability with the word of God remotely to change even our children's destinies. Yes, that's why the Bible tells us in Colossians 3:16 that the word of Christ should dwell in us richly in all wisdom. My friends and neighbors, we can operate in this remote environment and control more things than we could ever imagine. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.